Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, published author, and speaker. Well, summer is at our door. And with summer come mosquitoes and other little critters that we don't really appreciate too much. First of all, not just because they are not so comfortable or convenient or beautiful, but also especially because mosquitoes can cause disease or carry disease or transmit disease from one person to another. And so I've done a little bit of research to figure out what we actually can do to protect ourselves. But I want to start with a couple of funny stories, just short ones, to tell you why this is actually such an important subject to me and why I want to help you avoid mosquitoes as much as possible. Let's start with my husband when he was a child. He had a little nickname called Skeeter, and that was because the mosquitoes loved him so much. They just sat on top of him, and they just stung him wherever they could so they could get some blood out of him. And it was no fun, and he was not really feeling good about it because it itched. It started hurting. And so that was no fun. The same with me when I was a child. My family and I went camping all the time. Every summer we went to the lake and we camped, not in the U.S., but in Europe. And we have mosquitoes there too, just as mean as the ones over here. And so one thing that mom usually did is she had either a mosquito repellent that she put on us, and that thing stunk and it started itching the skin because it was too strong or something. And then she bought thin little sticks that had a lemony scent, and we burned those when we were under the tent. We had them at the entrance of the tent, and underneath we had a four tent where we had a table and chairs and where we cooked and everything else. So it was fun. We had those sticks burning there in a little container, and the smoke it gave off, the lemony smoke, actually got rid of the mosquitoes. She, as mom, also had a sticky tape that had a lemony scent where when the mosquitoes and some other bugs came and wanted to smell it on it, and so they couldn't do us any harm. So I have looked more into that because those things are not as comfortable to have around, because I remember many a times my hair got stuck on that tape, and then it was pretty painful to get it off, or we had to cut it off. And so these are not the things that we use nowadays too much anymore. So I have actually found six plants that help repel the mosquitoes. And those are actually plants that we use or see quite often in our neighborhoods. They're all over the United States and in other countries. And it can be just a plant alone, or you can use the oil of the plant, of the leaves, to help you repel the mosquitoes. Let me tell you how this came about. There are certain studies and scientific studies that actually may question the effectiveness of many of these plants, but there's no harm in trying them for yourself. So I know I have witnessed a few things without knowing, actually, till I just did this research, why this was so. But I have a lot of peppermint plants around my house, in my garden. They just grow wild like crazy. Besides being good to make tea or put in a fresh salad for flavor or something, they repel the mosquitoes. So peppermint is one of them. And actually, we as human beings use peppermint mostly to revitalize and refresh. But the sweet scent of peppermint oil, most insects don't like, and particularly mosquitoes and fleas despite that minty smell. So it's pretty cool. We get a benefit. We get more than one benefit. We get the rejuvenation, the refreshing, the good taste, the good smell, and we get the benefit that it repels the mosquitoes. So that's a good one. You can make it into an oil, or you can just rub a little bit of the leaf on your wrist, or you can dilute it on oil to use as a bug spray. The next one is basil, and I grow that too. And I go, wow, pretty cool. Because that's why I never have any mosquitoes around those plants, and I didn't know why. They were around other things, but not there. And for the basil, I have found that according to a 2009 research study conducted cooperatively by the Korean Society of Applied Entomology, Taiwan's Entomology Society, and the Malaysian Plant Protection Society, basil, or the phytoextracts within the Osimum basilicum plant, is effective in repelling mosquitoes. It's pretty cool. So we like basil. Basil with mozzarella cheese and tomato and capers or whatnot. It is so delicious. Or just a leaf of basil as decoration with some other food that we eat or in a salad. Oh my goodness. And now it's even a mosquito repellent. Let's make the best use of it. Citrusum is another one. That's actually a plant that has a citric smell, obviously. And mosquitoes don't like it at all. So it says that while many swear this plant wards off mosquitoes for a 10-foot radius, studies from National Institute of Health highly debates those claims. Well, that's fine. But I have seen that it works, you know. So with these things, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I'd rather try it than not try it instead of using chemicals. So that's one that they're not 100% sure about, but it says that it has been used by a lot of things, and most repellents that are used for mosquitoes are made out of citrusum or citric things. The fourth herb is sage. Sage is pretty good for cooking also. It's a healthy one. And it says the burning of sage is a long-performed cleansing ritual. For instance, Native American and Canadian tribes used sage in sacred ceremonies to clear spiritual energy and to promote healing via smudging. Today, many also use the burning of sage for purification of insects. In fact, research from the Alderleaf Wilderness College, located in Monroe, Washington, encouraged the use of sage as an aromatic smudge to repel mosquitoes. The college also suggests crushing the leaf and applying the oils topically to the skin as an effective form of insect repellent. You can also throw a bunch directly in the fire to burn and ward off hungry bugs. Especially if you're sitting outside around a fire to sing or tell stories or just to have fun or to watch the stars. There's so many things we can do around a fire or campfire and make s'mores or whatever you like to do. Put some sage in there and let it help you fight off the mosquitoes. And number five is catnip. While cats go crazy for catnip, it turns out that mosquitoes hate it. The herbal cousin to the mint plant is effective against mosquitoes due to a natural chemical within known as nepetalactone. It is also the chemical that attracts cats. So it's good for cats, it attracts cats, but it repels mosquitoes. According to a study conducted by entomologists at the American Chemical Society of Iowa State University, the nepetalactone in catnip is approximately 10 times more effective at repelling mosquitoes than DEET found in commercial insect repellents. The study's researchers also found that in addition to repelling all types of mosquitoes, it's also an effective repellent for cockroaches. Wow, that's a hallelujah moment for me, especially in the mountains. We have quite a bit of cockroaches, so I will put some catnip out there. And the last one is oil of lemon eucalyptus. Oil of lemon eucalyptus is a pungent and fresh-smelling herb that is derived from the lemon eucalyptus tree. It's also the only effective alternative to DEET recognized by the Centers for Disease Control, CDC. According to CDC officials, multiple studies have found oil of lemon eucalyptus effective in repelling mosquitoes and ticks. However, this plant comes with several cautions. First, the oil of eucalyptus plant is very invasive, so it can easily take over your garden. Secondly, the CDC warns that oil of lemon eucalyptus can be poisonous if ingested, which means you shouldn't apply it topically to any young children. So these are just some ideas on how to repel mosquitoes and not to have to wear it. Well, you can do it around you and not to smell that poignant scent of mosquito repellents that they sell in the stores with all the chemicals in it. So why did I actually talk about all this? First of all, the repellents you buy in the store are strong. They can irritate the skin. They can cause asthma. They can do quite a few things that you don't really want. And the reason we actually want to avoid the mosquitoes is not to get bit, so we don't itch, don't scratch, don't cause infections, don't get swellings. I have seen patients with swellings, really big bumps, and some of the patients even got fevers. Or some of them received a disease through transmission from the mosquitoes. So by being healthy and happy, we can avoid doctor's visits, which means usually avoid medication, which costs quite a bit of work, of money. We can avoid loss of time, be it at school or at work, can feel healthy and happy so we can take care of one another at home. So that's where I say it is related to having a healthy body, a healthy mind, and healthy finances. Don't waste your money on stuff that you don't need to. Use it to remain healthy and instead of having to pay to get healthy again. Just getting a couple of peppermint plants around where you sit the most outside is so much less expensive. Plus all the benefits, as I said, you can make tea, you can put it in a salad. You can make an oil out of it and put it a little bit on your wrist and neck. There are so many things you can do, and I make fresh tea out of it, be it sun tea with alkaline water. That works really good. I just put some freshly washed lemon peppermint leaves into the water and put it out in the sun and let it work. And oh, man, does this taste delicious. So having said all that, I put the link in on where I got all the information so you can double check and reread and get what you didn't hear me say. And I want to say, if you want to be on the show or if you have questions and suggestions, you can go to denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, sign up and give me some information, or call and text, leave a voicemail at 562-335-4956. Leave a brief yet detailed message, please, so I can get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. And I'm saying right now, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. Repel those mosquitoes naturally and avoid getting bit by them. I wish everybody a most wonderful summer. Also, make sure you protect your skin from the UVA and UVB rays with SPF 30 or 50. And I talk to you next week. Take care.